Stick around for All Talk at 9 with Kevin Dietz. Then Focus with Paul W. Smith at noon on 760 WJR and on the WJR app. Now it's JR Morning. Here's Chris Renwick, Lloyd Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds.
That's right. Jamie Edmonds.
It's one of our favorite parts of the week because we get to reconnect with Jamie. Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right. Please don't storm away from this interview. Please don't get up and walk away. We'd appreciate it if you stayed the whole time.
Yes.
I don't think I would. I wouldn't do that.
Okay, good.
You traveled a long way to get here.
That's right. How are you? How are you feeling? What's going on with you?
Oh, well, I started that bigger, scarier drug I was talking to you guys about, and it's definitely bigger.
Yeah.
I'm managing. I mean, there's some bone pain and stuff, so I can't do what I used to be doing, but it's okay. I have to think of it, this thing is on my team. It's trying to help me get through this, so that's how I'm thinking of it.
That's a great way to think about it.
Yeah, I mean, when I saw your message on Instagram about what the doctor had said when you went in and they talked about your mammogram and all that, how things have shrunk and things, I just felt so good, Jamie, that treatment is working for you.
Yes, Lloyd sent me the sweetest text after he saw that. I put it out there, which is not usually my MO, but I've been getting so many messages from people saying we are enjoying watching your story because we're going through it too.
Yeah.
So when I got good news, I thought, okay, let's share it. And what I found out was the first round, those 12 weekly treatments of that other drug did shrink all of the things. And
that's
I was
great.
Just very happy and cried a little bit. And Lloyd texted me.
That's it.
And so now with this heavier drug, are you on the same regimen that you were before, once a week, and it's or is it spaced out a bit?
This one is every other week.
Okay.
And so I've done one. I've got three more to go, but who's counting?
And I know the doctor had said, you know, for you to take a walk and get you some ice cream. Did you go do that? Did you follow doctor's orders?
Of course I did. Okay. Of course I did. Yeah, I mean, they said, this is good news. You need to celebrate. Enjoy the day. Go get some ice cream. And I did. I love vanilla ice cream with Oreo crumbles on top, or I like a shiver with Oreo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can't go wrong either one.
I mean, that has to be, if there is one piece of advice that doctors give that will be followed 100% of the time, if they say go for a walk and get ice cream, every single person will do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Also, the latest episode of your podcast with Gilda's Way was absolutely fantastic, too.
Thank you. Yeah, the latest episode that dropped last Thursday was with Gilda's Place. And if you don't know the story, Gilda Radner, the famous comedian, actress, she had ovarian cancer and she was just looking for a place when she was going through it way back when. And then it's ballooned into all across the country. There are these Gilda's clubs. And I went there and I just talked about all of the things with the leaders there that they offer. And it's unbelievable. They sort of meet the people where they are. So if you want a big support group, they have that. If you want one-on-one, they have that. If you want yoga or art classes, or you just want to bring your kids to Noogie Land, they called it, which is in the basement, you can do that. So it's very valuable, and I hope people took that away.
And you know, Jamie, one thing many cancer survivors talk about is just the importance of community. How critical has that been in your journey?
Well, that's why I started the podcast in the first place, because I had gotten comfort from other people talking about it. So I thought if I talk about it, maybe I could pay it forward. And so far, that's the reactions I've been getting. And so hopefully people are getting something out of it. I know I am. It's giving me a project. It's giving me a purpose. And I really appreciate WJR for giving me the platform.
Well, and, you know, I think I talked about this on Friday and I didn't want to speak for you, but I think it was right, which was you have a great support system. Right. And you have a wonderful family, you have wonderful friends that are all in your corner that are constantly checking on you. But the interview that I thought with Gilda's Place, which was so important, is some may not have that type of support system. Right. They may not have that type of family or those friends nearby where it's easy for them to be there for somebody going with what you're going through. So having that outlet, I thought was really important to highlight. And it came across that way, I thought.
Yeah, I thought that too. It's also like housed in a house in Royal Oak. It feels very homey when you're in there. And the social worker I talked with on that podcast also was saying, like, when you have someone who understands you and understands what you're going through, mm-hmm. that can just unlock a lot of things. Because even my husband said it on the podcast a few times ago. He was like, I am here for you, but I don't understand what you're going through, because he's not going through it. And so you get that when you have this community at Gildas.
Also, Jamie, you're going to be on Local 4 tonight, 5:45, I think, with Jason Coulthard.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is antithetical to what I usually do, which is I don't want to be the subject, but Local 4 had reached out. Jason is my friend for 20 years now, and I said, if I'm going to do it, I want my friend to do the interviewing. Mm-hmm. So he came over to my house, and I don't know what he put together. I joked with him. I'm like, do you want me to write this for you? But... You know, we cried and we laughed, and Olivia's going to make the TV today at 5:45, and nice. Then I think he's going to do something Tuesday morning, too.
Okay, great.
Cool. Yeah. You were also on the Motherload podcast on WJR with Marie Osborne.
I'm everywhere, guys.
And I'm telling
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and that was another great conversation.
Yeah, they asked me to be on the Motherload just talking about, you know, what they always talk about, which is you're a mother and... You know, you do all the things. Mm-hmm. And so they had me on. They're like, you know, you're going through something, you know, life-threatening, terrible right now, and you're still a mom. So those are the conversations we had. And they both were so sweet, asking just the perfect questions moms would ask.
And let me tell you, you know, I got to ask you this, because I know what the outcome is going to be. You're going to be fine, because mm-hmm. the Lord has already told me what the deal is.
Your lips, Lloyd, I'm just to saying, God's ears.
He's already told me. What are you looking forward to the most when this is all behind you, Jamie?
That's a good question, Lloyd. And I've been reading a lot about this and through the community of people who've been through this. Like, sometimes it takes a long time to get to the other side. Even if you ring the bell and even if you have the surgery, you're not the same person. Mm-hmm. And so maybe accepting that I'm not as carefree as I once was. Like, I think about mortality and how fragile life is more now.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm just going to be a little different. And I don't know what the other side looks like quite yet.
Okay. Mm. All right. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Can we ask you about Dylan Larkin? What is going on there?
I was looking up all the things. I was like, what are they going to ask me? Either Tarek Skubal trade or yeah. Dylan uh-huh. Larkin.
That was going to yep. be next. So yep. you're on the money.
Yep.
Something is going on uh-huh. there in that clubhouse where Dylan Larkin doesn't feel like he can win here, and he has to leave. And it's like, is it a rift with Steve Yzerman? Is it chemistry within that locker room? Did he taste something at the Olympics mm-hmm. that he loved, and he sees that it's just so far away here? I think it could be a mix of all three.
I believe that.
Or is he forcing Steve Yzerman's hand to do something, to go out and acquire some more talent?
Some more talent.
Yeah, I don't know.
And maybe, then, but I think he's, like, really going to leave.
Yeah, that's the impression I get as well. And then Tarek yeah. Skubal might be coming back much earlier than we
yeah,
all expected.
Yeah, Skubal's doing good.
Shocker that he sold out that Grand Rapids when he went to pitch on Sunday.
yeah. The line to get in was, like, 2 hours long. Like, it was people were there ready to see Skubal. Yeah, and, it's a pretty crazy time, so I think It's a wild time.
Can I jump in real quick?
Sure.
Jamie?
Yeah.
We'd like to know, this is just my personal question. There's no pressure. When are you coming back?
Do you need a female perspective in there, Brian?
I love Lloyd and Chris, but I miss you.
We all do.
And I really
so much.
Like you to come back.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate all your support, talking about the podcast all the time. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I had ice cream in your honor. This week.
Well, it has to be vanilla with Oreos, Brian.
I had a ice cream sandwich. Does that count? That's sort of like a
yes, it
Oreo.
Does.
That's
okay.
pretty close.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Good job, Brian.
Brian took your doctor's order. See how that see how that works?
Doctor's a doctor.
That's pretty good.
That's it.
You're exactly right. Jamie, we love you.
Love you.
We'll talk again soon.
See you, Jamie Jane.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That's Jamie Edmonds. More coming up. Monday Munchies on the horizon. Big Rock Italian Chop House. We're talking about it. It's your morning.